This ROFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Te aroha, te whakapono, me te rangi mari e tatu tatu e. Well, thank you for tuning to RFM this morning. Welcome to Inspirational Communities. So my name is Geraldine from Warapa Women's Centre, and I'm here every month to host the show. And last month we had the visit of Josh and Tash, who talked about their very own poignant story about CRPC, which is chronic regional pain syndrome. So we learned quite a bit about that last time. And they're still out there raising money to get treatment. So if you haven't seen them yet on social media, if you want to make contact with them, you just need to Google Natasha Brooker and you'll find her Give a Little page. And obviously check our recording from last month if you want to know a bit more about what she is battling against at the moment. So today we've got our lovely Frances, who's come. Frances has been around for a long time. In fact, she used to be on the board of the Warapa Women's Centre, and she's here today to talk to us about another venture that she's working on, which is working with Come and Sew with Me. So, welcome, Frances, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, enjoying the cold, clear weather.
Oh, yes. We are still in the midst of the winter whilst having some lovely warm days at times. And we're still feeling a little bit the winter whilst seeing a little bit of a spring popping around as well with a few flowers. Have you got any flowers in your garden?
I have. My daffodils are just starting. So lovely. Yeah.
Yes, that's it. Many of us have got daffodils growing already in our gardens. So that's lovely. Well, thank you, Frances, for coming today. So I wanted to really to find out, maybe if you could tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, you've been around in our community for a while and being involved in the community. So it would be great to know a bit more about your background.
I've been in the Wairarapa since, 1980? No, something like that. A wee while ago, 70s it was. And I was never going to stay very long, but I seem to still be here. So I'd come down from Auckland. I'm mother of five children, and I've got eight grandchildren. And yeah, so fairly busy. And
but obviously, not busy enough.
I've been involved with a few different groups, and I'm on the board of Come Sew With Me fairly recently. I've been on a couple of other boards as well. And I'm supposedly retired, but it doesn't quite work that way.
Oh, it sounds like you're super busy with being a grandmother and still wanting, you know, still taking time to be quite involved in the community. Come Sew With Me. Are you involved with any other organisation?
Yes, Motuara Youth Group. And I've been with Waiwai since the very beginning, and Food Bank. But I sort of became involved in those groups, I think, a lot of them because of my social work that I was doing a few years ago. And I think because we worked quite closely with those groups, you feel like you want to give back to the groups. So it just sort of grows from there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's great. So you are involved in quite a few groups still today. So plus eight grandchildren, that's pretty awesome. And obviously it keeps you busy. It keeps you on your toes, I suppose.
Well, yeah, they're not all here, so don't see some as often as others, and they are growing up very quickly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. So today you've come to talk to us about Come Sew With Me.
Yes.
Particularly.
Yes.
So what is Come Sew With Me?
Come Sew With Me is based in Rose Cottage in the park. So it's near the front entrance of the park, basically. It's a little cottage. It's started and the heart of the place, I guess, is Heather Bannister, who started collecting old sewing machines. So basically it's a working sewing machine museum. And I've just been talking to Heather about the age of some of her machines, and some of the ones are over 140 years old.
Wow.
So they are quite old. Mm. She has a huge collection, wonderful old machines, treadles, hand-wound machines.
Mm.
So, a lot of them are in use still. Mm. By people. People can come in and sew in there. There is no charge for them to come and do that. They'll get a morning tea and some company, and Heather is there to help out. She also has a huge collection of fabrics, buttons, all sorts of sewing notions that she has there.
Mm.
So anyone interested in sewing, it's worth a look, even just looking at the old machines.
Yes.
And a beautiful collection of tiny little miniature machines also, which is wonderful.
Wow. Are you a keen sewer yourself?
I am actually, yes. not the most fantastic sewer, but I'm very keen.
Oh, yes. What do you like?
I enjoy doing patchwork.
Oh, yes.
It's something I just, love doing. But we started sewing, I think, learning sewing at school, and my grandmother, her father was a tailor, so she always sewed a lot of our clothes. But my sister and I started sewing our own because in the 1960s, the shops didn't stock clothes that we liked. So Christine and I would sew our own clothes to the styles that we wanted.
Something
a bit more modern than what the local shops would stock.
I see.
And
that was up in Auckland?
That was in Stratford, actually.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, so when we lived there, yes.
Fantastic. So you were sewing your own clothes back in the 60s.
Yeah.
And now you're more into patchwork. Is that to make, quilts and things like that?
Quilts. I've done quilts for each of the grandchildren and, occasionally cushions. I've done a few other bits and pieces, yes. Yes.
Fantastic.
But just for fun.
Yes.
It's interesting, yeah.
Fantastic. So that's what led you to the interest in to come and sew with me, was for passion for sewing yourself.
Particularly looking at the old machines, my grandmother had an old treadle machine, and so looking at those treadles is quite nostalgic in a way.
Mm.
We used to play on it, but we'd get into real trouble if we got caught moving the old treadle at the bottom of the machine.
Yes. Well, that's fantastic. So, it's great to see some old machines and having a place in the Warapa where we can actually go and see what it was like to sew back in 100 years ago and be able to actually sew with these machines.
Yes.
And they're still operating. So it's more than just about learning about sewing. It's also a museum, like you said.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm. The idea would be to, in the future, have a larger museum space, but, one thing at a time.
Yes, absolutely. And what a great location as well, by the park.
It's
here in Masterton by the park, and it's in a little cottage, did you say?
Yes, and it makes it easily accessible for people who don't have their own transport or have other needs as well.
Absolutely, right bang in the sound, almost town centre. Next to our beautiful Queen's Elizabeth Park.
Yes.
So, I suggest we maybe have a little music break and then we talk a bit more about this amazing place together.
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I can try for your heart. Our dreams, and they are made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving. Love is the answer, at least for most of the questions in my heart, like why are we here and where do we go and knock on us so hard. It's not always easy and sometimes life can be deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. It's always better better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at them stars when we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Just might find their way into my dreams tonight, but I know that they'll be gone when the morning light sings or brings new things. For tomorrow night you see that they'll be gone too. Too many things I have to do. But if all of these dreams might find their way into my day-to-day scene, I'd be under the impression I was somewhere in between, with only two, just me and you. Not so many things we got to do, or places we got to be. We'll sit beneath the mango tree now. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. We're somewhere in between together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together.
Well, that was a lovely piece of music. It's always nice to have a little break. We've got today Francis, from who's coming to talk to us about Come and Sew With Me. And I'd like to know what a typical day or what a typical week at Come and Sew With Me is like, if you can share that with us, Francis.
Well, Heather is at Come Sew With Me, and it's open weekdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. I have to say Heather's there longer than that because she spends a good amount of time setting up so it's comfortable for people. She also has a session the first Saturday of each month. They have, I think they call them craftanoons, a sewing session. But if anybody would like to have a look, they're welcome to call in to Come Sew With Me at the in the park. You can enter from the front door, is actually close to the entrance, that big main entrance to the park, near the cenotaph and off to the side there. And Heather, I'm sure, would be happy to show people around to talk to them about what she's doing if they're interested in supporting the group. Every time I've been in, there's been at least probably three people sewing. Often they come from abroad by other groups, sometimes people with disabilities, and Heather will help them find the best machine for them to use and support them with the sewing. She has plenty of fabrics to choose from, plenty. And
it's a little den, that place, isn't it? I have been myself, and yeah. It's pretty. It's pretty like going back in time.
It is,
and you just have to kind of find your different fabrics. Yes. And Heather's such a passionate person, isn't she?
She is very passionate about it. This all started with her original collection of sewing machines, and then she got offered supported to use the cottage by, she said, the dream brokers, urban dream brokers. So they set up a pop-up a cottage. It was supposed to be for 2 months, and that was about, would you say 6.5 years ago? So it's still going. It's still popping up. And it's just been such a passion. So, it's her passion.
Yes.
And that comes through. And she likes to make people welcome. So she has soup cooking in winter, and she'll have scones cooking in summer. And, people just, she's there to help them and support them with whatever it is that they would like to do. She's also been out and helped school groups, all sorts of different groups that she will go out to and work with, or they can come to her and she will work with them. So she's, very open to that sort of thing too, passing on the skills.
Sounds like she's more than a sewer. She's also cooking for people to go there. So you don't just go for sewing, you go for eating as well.
They can put a donation in, but it does help with the funds.
Yes.
They've also been well supported. Like she said, the community will donate fabrics and buttons and other sewing notions. We've also had some lovely grants, and our local council is also very supportive, have helped, over various times, especially over COVID. We have to thank them too, and our generous funders who helped to keep the place going.
Have you always been in the Rose Cottage? Have you always, or were you?
I think Heather said she's always been. I've only been involved recently, so within the last year. So, but Heather's always, I think she's always gone out to sewers and taken stuff out to places. But that's quite difficult. It's quite a big thing to move a few sewing machines with you. You can't put them on the back of her bicycle. But she's been in the Rose Cottage, as she said, 6.5 years. So. But I think these collection, the machines all belong to her. They're her own collection of machines. And it's an amazing collection, an absolutely wonderful collection.
Such a wonderful thing to share with the community.
Yeah.
And you were saying that, you were saying there's quite a few people that go there. So on a typical day, how many people will...
Have 20 people through during a day.
Wow.
I haven't seen 20 people there at a time, but they come and go.
Yeah.
People come and go.
Yes.
So people pop in and out and,
Sounds like a very inclusive place as well, from what you're saying, that anyone can go from beginners to avid sewers.
Like a while ago, she had a gentleman who was actually living in his car, and he brought some trousers in and she fixed them for him while he was there. And something she'll do. That's just Heather. So he was very grateful.
Yes.
Yeah. And she had a young lady there today who, as I think I was telling you, have been sewing with Heather, she told me, for a number of years. It sounded like about 16 years. And she was only 21. Yeah. But Heather's been teaching her to sew since she was quite young. And she was trying on a blouse that she just completed that day. She just made it while she was there that day. So that was lovely, absolutely lovely.
So she's very good at passing on skills as well to our new generations, and creating an interest in sewing through her passion, her collection of sewing machines, and also just being really inclusive about anyone with any ability. What about age group? Can anybody go there?
Yes. Definitely, most definitely. She was telling me about the handheld machines, because the hand-wound machines where you turn the wheel by hand, and saying that she finds those, a lot of people can use those if they can't use a treadle or pedal on the machines. And her youngest who's used one of those machines was 2 years old and the oldest 92.
Wow, okay.
So, quite an age range.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Fantastic. So,
yeah, that was lovely to hear. She's also, I know, donated machines to some of our newer migrant people coming into town. Some of them have used the older machines in their previous lives, and so she's been able to get them started with some fabrics and machine and, allow them to get themselves set up at home, you know, in their homes with their sewing machines.
Yeah, fantastic, because obviously we've had a, you know, former refugee community come in to Masterton, and so it's great to be able to help them get sewing and get to know so what's around here in our community. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Brilliant, brilliant. Yeah. Any other stories you can think of that you'd like to share with us?
Not right off the top of my head. I know I've had to sort out a buttons there at one stage, and I can tell you there are plenty of buttons.
That's right.
And it's a good place to go if you need some buttons because, what are they, nearly a dollar a button to buy them new.
Oh, wow, okay.
So she's got a treasure trove there. Yeah, so people are sewing. There's stuff there.
Yeah.
And
you talked about as well once a month, because it might not be easy for people to go during the week, like families. I'm thinking people with young children or children, it being open during school hours. But you did say that you do open once
a month, the first Saturday of each month.
Mm.
Actually, I haven't got the times of that. I'd have to double-check the times of that.
Oh, yeah.
But she calls them crafternoons, so I'm assuming afternoons.
Yes.
Saturday afternoon. And if anyone would like more information, it's probably easy to pop and have a look.
Yes.
Talk to Heather.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the crafternoons, are they attracting mainly families, would you say, or is it just anybody?
To be honest, I haven't been to a crafternoon. I have grandchildren on that day, so I haven't been to have a look. I will have to go and have a look at some stage.
Yes, so the best thing to contact Heather and she can tell you when, she can tell us when is the best day to come, depending on your situation. But generally speaking, she is able to kind of cater for different groups coming along.
Yes. She'll, you know, she's very open to people wanting support.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Yeah. Fabulous. Yeah. I think it's time for us to have a little music break, and then we'll talk about how you can support maybe the organization if you're interested in going a bit further with it. You're a keen sewer or you've got different types of skills, then you can definitely come along and support the organization. It's a wonderful place to be as well by the park. So let's have a little music break and we'll be back.
I have a dream, a song to sing, to help me cope. If you see the wonder of a fairy tale, you can take the future, even if you fail. I believe in angels, something good in a fantasy.
makes it worth the while. Pushing through the darkness, still another mile. I believe in angels, something good.
There was another beautiful piece of music on this Monday morning. So, Francis, you've been obviously involved with Come and Sew With Me for a few months now, you've said, yourself. Yes. And currently, Come Sew With Me are obviously having a great time being open and everything. But also, I hear from you that you may be needing a bit of support. So that's an opportunity for people out there who might want to do more than just sewing, or who are keen, you know, keen into the activity and would like to see an agency like this continue, an organization like this continue and expand, because it's got real potential to expanding.
I think so.
And yes, so what kind of support would you need?
Well, we do have a board, but it's a very small board, and we would like more board members, people with skills, maybe someone who has some ideas that they could contribute, because the previous board members, some of them have had health issues and work, you know, work commitments that have prevented them from continuing. So none of these organisations run on their own. They have a background board who keeps them running, keeps them funded, and yeah, just does things in the background, and that's what I'm part of more.
That's right. And also spreading the word in the community, so people with connections out there who'll be able to support Heather in supporting the groups that she has, because there's quite a lot of people with needs. So
there's some exciting ideas and thoughts that we could follow, but we just need the energy and the support behind us to follow those dreams. Because I think it's something quite unique, and I think it's worth pursuing and worth keeping.
Hmm. You mentioned a little bit about the dreams or the big ideas. Well, do you want to tell us a little bit more?
Well, I think there's always been the dream of a it is a working museum at present. To keep that side of it, definitely, but have more of a place where perhaps the museum side is presented.
Mm.
Because I don't know that there are many sewing machine museums in New Zealand.
Mm.
I'm not sure how many. I don't think I've seen many others. Yeah. The odd machine here and there, but certainly not the scale of these. But yeah, that might be a income generating arm as well. So there's potential there.
Yes.
And it's just you need the number of people with the energy to follow that, or the skills.
Yes.
To follow that. We all have our skills in our own areas.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Heather's is definitely with working with the people and keeping that working museum part alive and functioning.
Yes. Yes. So it's about kind of maintaining the structure and developing that structure and having some support around that.
I think so, yes.
You've already got someone who's very operational, but then you've got all the ins and outs of keeping that operation going.
Yes.
And expanding that operation to make it a museum, maybe, like you said, maybe making it more of a museum and with an income, a regular income, generating its own income.
Yeah,
bit like another aratoi, but really kind of focused on sewing.
Yes, yes. Mm. And we have things like the Share History Museum. That kind of thing, but for the sewing side of it, would be absolutely fantastic. So there's been quite a big dream there.
Yes.
Which would be lovely. And it would be something unique for the Wairarapa as well. But so if people have a passion and feel they have some skills to offer, I think pop in and see Heather or go on the Facebook page and perhaps register your interest.
Mm.
We would talk to you.
Yes.
So
sounds exciting. Sounds really, really exciting to create, you know, something like the Share Museum, but for sewing.
Mm.
And even more than a museum, because it's a working museum, so people can come and actually do something like practical, so not just looking at the machines. Yeah. And usually when you go to a museum, you just look and you don't touch.
Yes.
So here you can touch and create and walk away with something. Yes. That would be a...
And I think Heather's very passionate about keeping that side of it bustling and going well like it is now, and supporting the clients that she already supports.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of people with extra needs that she is happy to support and work with.
Yes.
She puts a lot into this community.
Yes. Yes. Oh, that sounds like a great plan and a great project. But like you say, you do need a few people to make it happen. You can't have just the person who's there every day, you know,
doing the work
and doing the customer service and all that. There's not hours and capacity to be able to create a museum. So you need a team and some people as well, probably connected, so that you can find a location, you can, you know, create that kind of museum offering.
Developing the dream, really.
Yes, because it's been going on for quite a while. You mentioned like six years or seven years.
6.5 years.
Six and a half.
Heather was saying she's been in Rose Cottage.
Mm.
I think she was doing stuff outside of that before that in a small way.
Yes.
But, yeah, definitely.
So
that's quite some time. And she's, gives her whole self every week.
That's right. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. She's very passionate.
She is.
She's, joining, obviously, the organization is joining a really passionate sewer a team of keen sewers, and, you know, if you like sewing or if you see the benefit, and surely with this, you know, now with climate change and, you know, in some ways, Come and Sew With Me supports the climate change policies.
Well, it does, yes. Or, reusing, definitely reusing and recycling. Very much so.
Yes. Fantastic. Well, so if you want to find out more about Come and Sew With Me, you can obviously pop by at the cottage, Rose Cottage, by the park. The entrance is on the park side, is that right?
The main entrance is on the park side,
So the main entrance is on the park side, so have a little look for it. Otherwise, you can also access it from Park Avenue. Is that right, Jeff? Just at the at the beginning of the road. And it's open Monday to Friday, 10 to 4, and the first Saturday of the month. We're not sure what time, but we think it's the afternoon.
Yes, and sorry about that.
But you can get lots of information from the Facebook page. If you look at the Facebook page, which is my go-to information for Come Sew With Me, you go and have a look at Come Sew With Me Facebook page, and it has so much. Heather's so active, proactive on the Facebook page. She posts a lot of the news, things that happen, things that members have sewn. So go and check it out. It's quite inspiring. Makes you want to go and visit it. And in there, you also have an email address, but you also have a phone number, so you can call as well if you want to call before you pop by. But you're more than welcome to pop in and find out. It's a very welcoming, inclusive, and you'll definitely be offered a cup of tea, if not.
Yes.
Gone with it. So thank you so much, Frances. Did you have anything else you wanted to add for today's?
Just to thank those people who have supported Come Sew With Me. I know there were some volunteers in there too who do bits and pieces for Heather during the day. So thank you to all of those people who keep it going, and to Heather for all her hard work.
Yes. Okay, so yes, very important. Obviously, she probably couldn't do all this without, you know, the volunteers that are supporting her throughout the day, the community that she has, the board, and obviously the funding that you get through the council.
Through other organisations.
Trust House, I think, I would imagine. And okay, fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Frances, for coming today. So this was our, no worries. That was our show for this month. So I hope you've enjoyed it. Feel free to contact us. You can contact me for any information through our Facebook page at the Warrapa Women's Centre, because we're the one hosting this show, Inspirational Communities. And if you'd like also to be on this show, which I would really welcome you and invite you, we're here to have more of a conversation. It's more it's informal. We're not professional broadcasters, so come along. And I love meeting people as well. So please feel free to contact me on our Facebook page here, the Warrapa Women's Centre. In the meantime, you can also, I would really encourage you to go and see Come Sew With Me, either in person or check their Facebook page too whilst you're on Facebook. And I'll be back next month in September. In the meantime, have a great time. And we've got some great things happening as well. Early September, we've got a multicultural festival, so maybe put that in your diary as well. But in the meantime, I'll see you very soon next month. Thank you.